Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Welcome to a hyaluronic acid-filled, collagen-injected, FDA-approved episode of Fat Mascara. I'm Jess.
I'm Jen.
And welcome. This is a very special episode. We have the queen of Botox, Dr. Pat Wexler, in the house.
We're also going to be talking about new celebrity beauty lines, Victoria Beckham, Rihanna. And then it's Earth Day, people, so we're going to talk about eco-conscious beauty and the state of green makeup today. And round it out with blue jeans that do more than make your butt look good.
Awesome. I'm ready. There was a lot of beauty news this week on the makeup front.
I know two big names we have coming out with makeup lines. Estee Lauder is doing something with Victoria Beckham.
Yes.
That's for this fall mm-hmm. 2016.
Yeah, they didn't drop any details, just like a very moody black and white photo saying that Victoria is going to be doing a line for them.
Which is cool. But very what cool. I'm more excited about,
okay,
is Rihanna is doing Fenty Beauty, her own whole entire line, not even in collaboration with another makeup company.
Now, what do you think? What can you expect from this? What do you think?
Fabulousness, amazingness. I want every product, but I'm going to have to wait till fall 2017 because she's got a whole year before that launches.
Now, I'm actually, it's so funny that you're like excited more for Rihanna. Why are you excited more for Rihanna? And then I'll tell you why I'm like,
because I feel like
beauty.
She changes up her look all the time. She's one of those celebrities that doesn't just stick to the same thing. Like,
that is
there's going to be a dark berry lip, but then there's going to be gold eyeliner, and maybe it'll be some crazy new product I've never seen before. I feel like she's willing to take risks.
She was doing, like, a green lip, like, 2 years ago.
Yeah, before everybody else was.
Yeah, no, I see that.
Plus, I don't know, just more opportunities for interviews with Rihanna because she just says exactly what the hell she wants. Yes. I love that. So, but you're excited about Victoria's line?
Yes, and I'm not even like the hugest Victoria Beckham fan, but I just think it's going to be like, okay, to your point about Rihanna being like very ahead of the curve,
mm-hmm.
Victoria Beckham has like dabbled in beauty before. I remember like years ago, I was like, wait a second, like hasn't she done beauty? Mm-hmm. And I did a little Google research today.
Oh.
She did a line, it was in Japan, so this is like not, the average person would not know this, called V-Sculpt. Oh. And it was all about contouring, and it was all about getting that V-shaped face.
Oh, she is so kind of the queen of the contour.
Exactly. So she was doing this more than 7 years ago, like in 2007. So she's like very hip on beauty. She's definitely a trendsetter. Then she was doing stuff with Nails Inc. She had a couple of colors. So she's like got her wheels turning in the beauty world for a long time. I don't think this is going to be a little bit of a Me Too, some tasteful nudes. And also, Estee Lauder, they don't partner with just anyone. The last time they did a real collaboration with someone, can you think about it?
The Estee Edit with Kendall Jenner.
No, that's like a subline.
Oh, come on.
Tom Ford.
Okay, but like...
And then he got his own line.
That's true. And Aaron Lauder line.
Exactly.
But they know what they're doing. They pick winners.
Right. So if I were a betting man, I think that she's probably going to have her own legit line.
And this is just a dabble into it to see how it goes.
This is a test. This is my theory. This is a test. And I think it's going to be dope. Like, she knows. She has good taste. I think we always thought that she was, like, very chavvy and gross. And then she came out and she was like, I'm an amazing.
I'm sorry. Did you say chavvy?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It's like slang. Like, kind of like, you know, a tacky British person. Oh. Sorry, all my Brit listeners, but you know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Like, and you know, she had like the pulled back hair and the shimmery makeup and like the like tummy sticking out and like the gross tan.
Yeah.
And then she came out, she totally turned it around. I think that her makeup line is going to knock it out of the park.
Yeah, and there are so many celebrities doing makeup lines now. I mean, from Salma Hayek doing Nuance, Eva Mendes had a line. I can't think of any right now, but it's this. Katy Perry's coming out with CoverGirl. We didn't even discuss that. The week we heard about.
Oh my God, yeah, that did happen this week too.
Katy Kat Matt.
She was all over Coachella with like all of her. I mean, that was a smart marketing move.
She's another one. She did stuff with CoverGirl, but I think her own collection with CoverGirl, she'll get to do what she wants. It's great.
Yeah.
I think this is good because for a long time there, the only way celebrities seemed to be involved in the beauty industry was with fragrances, which...
Right.
Kind of doesn't make as much sense in my mind.
And this is about like the way they look and their whole aesthetic.
Right. Like I don't want to.
Crazy colors.
First of all, I don't even know what Victoria Beckham smells like. But like you don't ever think.
Money.
The scent of Victoria just money, smells like
money,
cash.
Money, yeah.
A little David Beckham sweat on the side. No, but like the fragrance thing was so interesting. And I think the reason that bubble popped a little bit and you don't see as many fragrances, like celebrity fragrances, is because you don't know what they smell like. And it's not as much I'm getting their look like you do with a makeup.
And the
line.
Price of entry is higher. You're $60.
Very true.
You know, you're going to wear it how many times a week. But this, like you could have Katie in your bag. You could have Victoria.
Rihanna,
like you can channel all of their looks in different ways.
I cannot wait. I don't know if Rihanna's line is going to be mass or prestige, but I'm sure I'm going to like everything.
It's
going to
be gorgeous.
My lip gloss is popping, my lip gloss is too. All the boys keep jocking, they chase me at the school. Mac, L'Oreal, yep, cause I'm worth it. Up the way I put it on so perfect.
It's Earth Day. 17-year-old me loves it. I had rainforest posters everywhere in my bedroom when I was growing up. But I feel really strongly about Earth Day. I know it's been around since 1970, but like people are still assholes when it comes to the environment sometimes. And the beauty industry is not, you know, they're not always winning in this particular category. We have natural beauty and then we have green beauty and they're different things. And right now I feel like a lot of people are focusing on natural beauty.
How are they different?
To me, natural beauty meaning I want fewer chemicals in my products. I'm worried about how it's going to affect me personally.
Right.
Whereas green and sustainable beauty is packaging that is recyclable, sustainable resources, worrying about how it's going to affect others in the environment, not just yourself.
One is a lot less sexy to people.
I know, which is sad.
I think that's kind of the hurdle for a lot of these brands.
But there have been some things since Earth Day was started that have changed in the beauty industry. There's been all this news recently about how the cleansers that have the small plastic microbeads, they make their way into the waterways, they get stuck in fish and plants and things like that. And so I think
totally F up the ecosystem.
Absolutely. And California brought this to attention first, but now it's going to be nationwide by 2017. They'll be banned from all products.
It's a good thing. And, you know, anyone who's worried about how their dead skin is going to be sloughed off.
There are other options.
Rice powders. Jojoba beads.
I love a jojoba bead.
So you guys are all right. But
what else is going on good in the beauty space, do you think, as far as green and sustainable stuff?
Well, a concern before we move on to the positive news.
Yes.
Let's talk about those face wipes.
Oh, God. I have talked to you about this. Mm-hmm. I have such guilt about my face wipe addiction because I think like 10 years ago, nobody was buying wipes for anything but baby's bottoms.
No, and they were like, I felt like they were a novelty. Like if I busted them out on a travel, like, you know, excursion, it was like, don't worry, I have a face wipe. It was like a luxury item, and now people are using them as an alternative to water.
I know. And then you throw it away and either it's in a landfill. Mm-hmm. I know. I have a friend who tried to flush them. Do not flush.
Do not flush. Do not flush.
That's it is not a Cottonelle wipe, people. Do not flush those wipes. Do not flush a baby wipe. They
those
get
have
stuck.
Their own problems too, which
yeah, they get some of them. A lot of them have a rayon kind mm-hmm. of fiber and they get stuck in the screens and mess up our environment.
Yeah.
So that's a kind of negative thing that's happened.
But, you know, there are some, there are some positive things happening in the beauty space right now in terms of like greening.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, talking about no water cleansers,
mm-hmm.
I was reading this report from JWT Intelligence, and they're like a trend forecasting, trend research company. And they were saying that this trend towards no poo shampoos, waterless cleansing, like the micellar waters are even, you know, not so great, but the wipes. Not only is it just kind of a trend in cleansing, but it has this advantage because, like, there are all these water shortages, like, mm-hmm. you know, everywhere from California to, like, the entire world. It's really speaking to the fact that, like, we should not be running the water all the time. It's actually, like, maybe it's just, a byproduct, like a nice side effect,
mm-hmm.
saving water. And I thought that was a really cool way to look at these products as, you know, an act of conservation. I was actually at Shen Beauty the other day and in Brooklyn, and they had this product called Turn Off the Water While Using Me. And it was soaps, shampoos, conditioners. And I haven't seen a beauty product marketed towards this is about sustainability and it's mm-hmm. about helping the earth. Not like making your hair soft and shiny. I'm sure it does that too.
Yeah,
but it was like a tap on the shoulder, like, hey, like we have to sort this problem out.
It's a perfect advertising vehicle. What are some of your favorite green beauty brands and products that are not just good for you as a person, but sort of doing good eco-conscious stuff?
I think, I do love, you know, our friend who was here last week, Chris Delgado from Kiehl's. I love that they don't use any excess packaging unless something has to be put into a box because it's glass. Like if you go into any of their stores,
yeah, it's something.
Everything is on the label. If you're looking for ingredients, they're like in a little tiny packet underneath the jar. If you think about how much cardboard is used for all of this like excess packaging, I mean, you know, like as a beauty editor, you open a million different boxes a day.
Oh God, it's guilt.
It's crazy. So you open up like the golden serum jar, it's in something that looks like it should have like the Hope Diamond in it, and then there's like plastic inside, and then maybe there is like a cushion that holds it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like four different plastics and like lacquered cardboard around it.
So I know companies like Burt's Bees, they're doing their new lipstick line, the entire casing is recyclable.
Oh, wow.
And then you have really chic luxe products like Care Weiss that are like aluminum refillable things that make it not just like crunchy and green. It's like a luxury item that you refill, but oh, I happen to be eco-conscious too.
Yeah, that's cool.
I think it's important to remember we're so focused right now on it's clean for me and natural for me, but a big part of this is also being good for the environment.
Yeah.
Earth Day! Woohoo!
Jen, I've been enjoying these pants that we've been wearing for the past 30 days.
Yeah, we've been test driving Beja Flores jeans with the Imana fabric.
Is that what they're called, Imana fabric?
Imana.
Is that what's been sucking me in?
Yeah, so the jeans have this fabric with bioactive crystals in it. And what they're meant to do is they sort of take your body heat and reflect it back at you. So you get this infrared kind of thing going on that plumps collagen and sort of smooths out the skin from the fabric. So basically, it's like wanting to be a body lotion or cellulite cream in a pair of jeans always all day long while you're wearing them.
That kind of makes sense because A, I find them very warm.
I just realized that as I'm saying this, they are a little bit warm.
I'm very hot when I take them off. I feel like, whew. Don't have to work out today.
Yeah, you told me though. So what have you thought? You've been wearing them for a month.
They totally, like, they definitely give me like, you know how you
we have them on right now, by the way.
You know how you want your jeans to kind of, I mean, I don't know how you want your jeans, but you want your jeans to like suck you in a little bit. So everything is kind of like to go, you're not built like me. I'm a more voluptuous gal. So I need everything to be sucked in a little bit, kind of like a little bit like sausage casing.
They're you know not what I'm talking that, about? They have a nice snugness to them.
There's a snugness to them. They're not like your boyfriend jeans, you know? I definitely feel like everything's packed in, and they definitely give me like a leaner silhouette.
Your butt looks good
they
in those.
They did, yes.
The like the pocket placement is key.
Yes, there's no mom jean happening. Like everything is tight. I definitely do feel like there's warmth happening, but it's not distracting. Do I have less cellulite than I did 30 days ago? I don't know. I've been watching my diet. I think maybe it put me in a healthier frame of mind.
Oh, that's a good side benefit.
Yeah, because I was like, okay, I've got my cellulite jeans. Summer's coming. I had a doctor's appointment today. I didn't want him to yell at me when I got on the scale.
Yeah.
So there was a conflux of, you know, factor.
Yeah.
Factors.
I'm sorry. All I can think of is winter is coming, but you said summer is coming.
Summer
I have the
is
Game
coming.
Of Thrones giggles. Okay. Beige floor jeans, or as you call them, cellulite jeans. I've been wearing mine, but we're supposed to be wearing them 6 hours a day for 30 days to see results. So that might be why you did not see cellulite reduction. Just putting it
I'd
out there.
I'd love to wear jeans every day, but I feel like they'd be pissed at work.
Which brings up the point that is kind of absurd to ask someone to wear a piece of clothing 6 hours a day for 30 days to see results. So I get why that might not be the best thing in the world. That said, I've really been enjoying them myself. I feel like I like the little warmth sensation. Mm-hmm. And I do think, I don't think I have less cellulite at all, but I do feel like my skin looks like glowier in a way. Mm. Not that that matters, but it's probably just an effect of the heat and stuff. If I was going to wear these before I went to the beach, took them off and put on like a bathing suit, I feel like my legs would look nice and circulation-y and like.
There is kind of a waxy finish on the inside of the jeans.
Yeah, and that's.
So that's probably imparting something.
But the coolest part is it doesn't wash off. So I've washed them and I asked the company, like it stays in the jeans. So yeah. If you're thinking in your head, like, ew, there's like body lotion on the inside of jeans, it doesn't feel like that. It's just woven into the fabric and it stays on there. So, you know, however long we have these jeans, our butt is trying to get smaller. Maybe we should just keep wearing them for the next year.
They make me look good, and because they're a little tight, I'm not going to eat as much. So I think that I might actually lose weight too wearing them.
As long as I can have you here with me, I'd much rather be forever in blue jeans.
Honey, we are so happy to have Pat Wexler, Dr. Pat Wexler, here with us today. She is an innovator in cosmetic dermatology. She basically brought Botox and dermal fillers onto the scene. And I'm not going to read off your bio. Tell me, Dr. Wexler, Pat.
Pat?
Oh, can I call you Pat, too?
I love being called Pat.
Pat. Okay. Pat, what do you think you brought to dermatology?
I was one of the early people in cosmetic dermatology when I started. There was the only filler was collagen, which wasn't much of a filler. I started doing liposuction in 1986, and it was tumescent liposuction. Everyone was awake and standing, so I could sculpt the body when they were standing. I played Carly Simon, You're So Vain, while we were doing it. And it seemed like such a waste to me to throw away the fat, so I was using the fat as a filler in the face. Because it made sense if you're losing fat in your face, why not use it to plump it back up? I was an art minor in college, so I looked at a lot of sculpture over my life, and I saw as the face aged, how it aged. So I saw there were pockets of fat that we were losing in the face, and people were filling nasolabial folds, so the lines between the nose and the mouth. And that made people sort of look like pit bulls. It didn't give them a beautiful contour. Mm-hmm. But what we lose with age are the cheeks, the apples of the cheeks, and discrete little pockets of fat. And I started doing volume replacement in 1986, but I didn't do it to make the face round. Actually, when I fill, it makes the face longer and just more contoured. So I was giving this volume replacement deep at the level right underneath the muscle, so I was giving a shape, not just a round contour.
But you were doing it with the person's own...
With their own fat.
Like tush fat.
And in 1990, I started doing...
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Botox before anybody was doing Botox in the East Coast, and that's because I was an internist before I was a dermatologist, and we used it to give we used it for spasm of the eyelids. And in Vancouver they noticed that when you gave Botox around the eyes, it took away wrinkles. So we translated that to cosmetic use. But not only cosmetic use, my friend's child had club feet. And they used to cut the tendons every 2 years so the feet could grow. And I said to the orthopedic surgeon, why don't you give Botox to the tendons to release it instead of cutting them? So then orthopedic surgeons started to use Botox. And now children don't have to have the tendons cut all the time. And they were giving it for spasm of the neck, for people who had torsion of the neck. And we give it for migraines. I've been doing it for 20 years for migraines to relieve spasm, because migraines are frequently from spasm in different muscles. We have over 50 uses medically we use Botox for. So cosmetic procedures frequently make people better physically. There's a lot of psychology behind looking better. So you'd be surprised how much lack of vanity is involved in making people look better.
Do you think people realize that, or do you feel like there's still a lot of doubt about cosmetic procedures, that people still feel like it's like a vain thing?
There's a difference between vanity and narcissism. I think it's healthy to feel good about yourself and to take care of yourself. If people are going to live to their 90s, they don't want to look like they're in 90s. They want to be productive.
What are younger women coming in to get? Or what's bringing younger women into your office?
That's the scary thing. Sometimes young women come in before they need anything. They think by doing Botox before they ever see a wrinkle, it's good.
Like preventative Botox, it's, quote unquote.
But I don't believe
you
in preventative.
You think that's BS?
I think it's harmful sometimes.
Why? But I always hear preventative Botox, preventative Botox, preventative Botox. And different derms say different things to me, like that it's real.
Botox
or it's not.
Weakens the muscle. That's the job of Botox. This great thing about Botox is that Botox the face is the only place on the body where muscle is attached to body at each to muscle at each end. So you can sculpt with Botox on the face. So if you are scowling, you can paralyze the down muscle and you automatically will get an uplift from the muscle it's attached to. So that's sculpting. Yin and yang, down is
parallel. And why wouldn't you want to do that to a younger person?
Because if it's not squinting down, then you're going to get an overlift and you're going to look like Spock.
Because if there's no weakness already if there's in the face.
If there's no, but if you're going to weaken the muscle and you start in your 20s and you're going to live to be 90, you're going to make the muscle so weak that your forehead could get so loose that you can get a hanging eyebrow. So because if you look at autopsies of muscles that have been treated for many, many years with Botox, you can't even find the muscle anymore.
It's withered away to nothing.
It's withered. Did so those people you don't look want crazy it, you in don't real want life? The skin to get so because the skin is supported by muscle.
It'll get
saggy. So it's going to get saggy.
So the skin quality is going to get bad too.
So, you don't want to do it before you need it.
So
you want to do Botox when you see the muscles wrinkled at rest. When you see this, when you see the line at rest, but if you don't have a line at rest,
what's the point?
What's the point of doing it? Everybody gets a line when they're moving. Mm-hmm. That's the point of moving. And if the movement is excessive, where you have what we call a bitch face, then you should have it. Even if you're young, there are plenty of women who come in who always have that bitch face.
I had resting.
I hate to say it.
This like kind of boon in preventative Botox, do you think that is misinformation? Or do you think it's doctors taking advantage of younger
I think
gals?
It's fear of aging. Mm. I think it's insecurity, dysmorphic body image, where they just don't think they're pretty enough. I think a lot of women are doing Botox for crow's feet incorrectly. If you do Botox on your crow's feet, you stop the cheek from lifting. So did you ever see women with that shelf?
Yes. Yeah. And that bunny wrinkle nose.
That's the Botox shelf. Because
I might have seen that on The Bachelorette.
Wait, say the bunny. Wait, Jen, describe the bunny wrinkle nose, because I've heard of that, but I'm kind of forgetting.
I think when you paralyze everything in the forehead and the crow's feet, the only muscle you can move is that wrinkle that bunnies
yes.
make.
On the bridge of your nose.
The bridge of your nose. So you're going to always be doing this to move. Because
like a little twitch.
Then you have to paralyze the bunny line. Yeah. So it's just traveling down the face.
Do you do a lot of work, fix-it work? People come into you
I'd
and
say about 25 to 30% of new patients are fix-it before I touch them.
And obviously you can't break confidentiality, but like what are they messing up? Like what comes into you?
Well, this is it. When people do the lower part of their forehead and they get that V, whenever I see it on television, I go nuts.
Do you see it a lot?
Because it's, you go to the movies and you see 50 millimeter. You
I want to go to the movies with you. Will you be able to point out what everybody had done wrong?
I mean, you see that V. You see three lines at the top of their forehead, and you're saying, don't they watch themselves? Mm. So you get that V, or you see the shelf. Mm-hmm. Or they're they're doing lips. And when they talk, they're not moving their mouth like it at all. They're just saying that. And they
I
can't.
Saw that yesterday. Somebody looked like a nutcracker when they were talking to me. Just the bottom part
just,
was moving.
They can't move
their
lip.
The eyes were just straight ahead, and it was just the bottom lip moving. It was terrifying.
Well, tell us, actually. So if you get bad Botox, you have to wait it out, right? There's no way to reverse it?
You have to wait it out.
But filler, that there you can fix it, right?
No, it depends on the filler. Hyaluronic acid or a Restylane, a Juvederm is always reversible because you can inject hyaluronidase, which melts it and metabolizes it.
Okay.
But Sculptra is stimulating your own
skin to
grow.
You're just
going
to have to wait it out.
Radius is calcium hydroxylate. It's a calcium. You can't do anything. You have to wait a long time for that to go away.
We're so in this industry. We live in New York City with high-earning women that can afford to do these type of things. And I think we might forget that there's a lot of women out there that are never going to have the opportunity to get fillers or Botox or any of this. So what's some of your advice for those women that either don't want to go there because they're scared or don't have the money to go there?
I think they have to start taking care of themselves.
Like what are some basics that really will make a difference as far as aging
My
goes?
Children were, I mean, it sounds terrible, but they were grounded if they got sunburned. I told them they were too vulnerable to go out. Their skin was too red and sensitive, and they were going to get skin cancer if they went out.
Do you think that message is finally getting through to them?
My daughter has such light skin that people said they loved her illusion sleeves when she got married, and she wasn't wearing illusion
that's
sleeves.
That's so funny.
Like sheer white.
No, she has porcelain skin. You know, so that's one thing. Moisturizing, using antioxidants on your skin. I mean, they moisturize.
There's so many products marketed now to women.
There are so many products that work.
Like retinol, antioxidants.
And they don't have to burn your skin off.
So there isn't one dream cream. Do you think a lot of these products can help?
A lot of products. You have retinol, you have MMP inhibitor, which increases collagen in the skin, decreases the breakdown of collagen. You have all these antioxidants.
Is there any harm in doing all of that stuff?
You don't need all of this stuff.
Are you crazy about retinol? Like, is retinol a must for everyone, or can you take it?
I don't use retinol.
Okay, great.
Because I have very sensitive skin.
Thank you.
But not everybody has to use it. There are other collagen. I think peptides are the key to the future for everything.
Okay, peptides.
Matrixyl 3000 stimulates new collagen. MMP inhibitor stimulates new collagen. You've got other peptides. You've got haloxyl, which decreases pigmentation in the skin.
Yeah.
You've got, you know, white tea, green tea. You've got melanosol.
So if you're confused, because this is so confusing, what you're saying is something is better than nothing. Don't be so confused you just sit it out
but
and don't even put anything on your skin.
Every product has multiple functions.
Sure.
When you buy a product, don't buy it because it says just like laser, because what laser? We have 20 lasers.
Yeah.
Buy a product that says skin brightening if you have pigment problems.
Yeah.
If it says anti-aging, it's for the wrinkles.
Right.
If it says deep puff eye cream,
what if
you've
you want
got puffy
all of that?
Eyes. And the one for puffy eyes has something to stimulate collagen. It has caffeine to decrease the puffiness. It has cucumber to decrease the puffiness. It's got multiple products in it.
Yeah.
Exfoliate is easy. You've got Clarisonic. You've got, you know, you've got microdermabrasion at home.
Mm-hmm.
You've got peels at home. You've got
these
alpha peels, beta peels, polyhydroxy acids at home. So you've got a million ways you can do peels that work for acne skin, peels that work for anti-aging, peels that work for pigmentation, and it's all spelled out.
Yeah.
So you've got so many different
It seems
products.
So simple to you, though, and maybe even to us, but I know there's women listening right now who are like, I know, so I can't
it's
figure out which one to...
But buy the ones that are easily spelled out.
Yeah, find
and
the...
And you don't have to spend a fortune.
So pick your biggest concern.
Do you have any, like, all-time favorites?
Ooh, yeah, what do you use?
Besides my own line?
Yes. Your line's fantastic. I love
it. I mean, I love my line because nothing is more than $65 a product, and they are phenomenally effective. A million products in the store are effective. You would be shocked.
You don't have to spend
$300. You don't have to spend. You know, a lot of the money goes into marketing.
And what are your patients like besides your...
But I mean, Niacil, Nia 24, great for pigmentation, great for redness in the skin. So that's a great product. Strivectin happens to make good products. They're not the cheapest. They're not the most expensive. They have a great neck cream. They have a great collagen-stimulating product. There are a million retinols available over the market from ROC all the way to Renova, which is very much more expensive. But they all work, and some are less irritating than others.
What's your favorite sunscreen?
Elta is very, very popular.
Everyone's talking about Elta right now.
Elta's great. Elta's great. And the clear is great for acne-prone skin.
It's like a gel serum-y kind of, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's
literally
clear. Yeah, and it's clear, and everybody loves it.
It has good skin brightening properties. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's great. And it's good for acne-prone. And the broad spectrum is good also, the Elta. So that's a good one. Avène makes a really good one. Also good.
Oh, the Frenchy spring water brand?
Yeah, they make a great sunscreen. So that's where I've veered. I've gone a little bit away from the Anthelios towards the Elta. So that's good.
We do want you to spill something, though. Will you show us
what's in
favorites?
The bags.
Yes.
Yeah.
We will be putting a photo of this bag on our Instagram because it is just beyond.
Okay. I use Armani. It's the Lasting Silk UV Compact Foundation.
Of course it has UV. Have you
always
used that
UV?
One?
No. I wear the Armani Foundation also.
Why do you like the Armani Foundation?
It's got some luminescence. I don't like when it's too matte. I like when it's got a little bit of, you know, dewiness.
I know what that is.
Kevin Aucoin Camouflage.
Oh, wait, is that the Sensual Skin Enhancer?
Is that what it's called?
It's like a
It's like putty. I've never figured out how to use that stuff.
I use that, but
you know how to use it? There's the teeniest little brush from Kevin.
Yeah.
And you have to put a moisturizer on with it.
To get it to spread around?
Like to get it to spread, yeah.
But I don't know how someone would ever need more than one tube of those in jar in your entire
life.
All you need to do is nick it, and
no,
then you have
just
enough for your whole face.
One, like, hair of a brush,
yeah.
And then you put a serum, an under-eye serum, and you mix
and blend it,
together. And you just tap it. And then my Silikitten, which is the only eyeshadow.
Oh, my gosh, that's a classic.
It's the only one I own.
Silikitten,
I own one eyeshadow.
I've heard
a baby beauty editor.
I've heard that you have, like, a stockpile of Silikitten.
Do they not make it anymore?
Do they still
there
make it?
There was a rumor that they were going
so to... So you bought 40?
I bought 40.
I love it.
I bought 40. And I always use... I use the Charlotte Tilbury mascara.
Do you have a fragrance that you put on?
I made Donna Karan Cashmere Mist.
Excuse me?
I developed that. That
what?
Was my fragrance.
I didn't know
Wait,
that.
We have a surprise perfumer here?
Yes.
Wait, what
I
do you mean
it,
you made it?
I've heard rumors of this, maybe. Do people know this?
This is the
one in the pointy,
yeah.
Like frosted glass
I made
bottle.
That, and it's still in the top five, 25 plus years later.
You've been so much fun. Thank you for taking us inside your world and your bag
Thank
and
you.
Your practice.
Thank you, Pat.
Thank you.
Okay, it's time for Raise a Wand, where we review our favorite products of the week.
I'm going first.
Now, I've been asked to sit in the seat that was away from the wall so that Jen could hang something up and to close my eyes. So I don't know if she's hanging a calendar. Oh my God, there's a fan?
Yes!
Or a fan?
You can open your eyes now. Check it out.
Oh, she needed to be by an outlet.
I was
looking, waiting for like a poster.
No, I'm raising a wand to the new Varis blow dryer.
Okay.
Just, this is the first time you're touching it, right? Hold that. Do you notice anything in particular?
Is it for lefties?
No, it is light as shit.
Okay.
That thing weighs as much as a feather. You're not a blow dryer.
No,
but it is,
I don't.
I've been using it. It's so lightweight. It weighs probably half as much as my Harry Josh, which I love dearly. But I find it's, nobody can hear me over the blow drying,
Sorry.
Jess. So I find that it works just as quick. It has a nice concentrator nozzle. It's got all that like copper inside that makes the airflow smoother and throws out the ions that are going to make my hair less frizzy. But ultimately, I love it because it's so freaking light. Isn't it light?
It is light. I'll give you that. It's very light. It feels very long. Is that just because you have the...
I have the concentrator nozzle
okay,
on it.
Okay, the concentrator.
But I've been using it, and I really like the way
did
it gives me a blowout.
Did you use it today?
Because
your hair is very
I know.
Smooth.
I did, doesn't it?
Yeah, I thought you got a blowout today.
I did it with that, the Varis blow dryer.
Oh.
You
don't have to pay anyone for it.
No. What are you raising a wand to?
I am raising a wand to... I am going to give a shout out to a brand that you have already raised a wand to.
Hmm?
The Body Shop.
Oh.
Okay? I have been like...
It's an Earth Day raise a wand.
Oh, it is. That wasn't even intended. I've been burning my eyes out with all these different eye makeup removers for like the past 6 months. I'm like, why didn't I just go back to what works and what I've been using and what I've been paying for when I was like not a beauty editor? The Camomile eye makeup remover. You could take a straw and drink the stuff. It is so pure and clean and great for anyone with sensitive eyes.
Ooh, I'm going to try that.
It's so good. And they give you a massive bottle.
Nice. So it lasts a long time.
Lasts a really long time.
How sustainable.
Very sustainable. And it's just like so gentle. Your eyes can be like half open. Well, don't recommend that. Body Shop, please don't come after me. And like, you'll be totally okay.
It's a good one.
And it takes off like even Dior show. Carbon.
We mentioned a lot of products and people and places and brands and things in this episode, so I just want to put it out there. If you want to find out where any of those things are, go to fatmascara.com.
And you can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter and at fatmascara for both of those things. And you can also contact us directly by emailing us at info@fatmascara.com.
So profesh.
Thanks for listening, guys. See you next week.